The Historical Society of Pennsylvania has been collecting papers and personal effects that tell the story of Philadelphia since 1824. On this week's News and Views, we look at how the Society is carrying its mission into the future. In the early 1990s, the Society decided to focus on its mission as a research library and gave to the Atwater Kent Museum objects it had collected, including a music stand owned by Benjamin Franklin and the wampum belt believed to have been given to William Penn from a Lenape tribe. In 2002, the Society merged with the Balch Institute, which added to its collection of immigrant history about 4 million more documents. Today, the collection includes 21 million physical items from both famous and ordinary people, some that belong to the Historical Society, some held in trust for other organizations, says President Kim Sayet.
So, for example, we have a huge amount of sheet music through the ages. We have the photo morgue, as they call it, of the Philadelphia Record, one of the major newspapers in Philadelphia. We have recipes, family snapshots, letters. It really does run the gamut.
Because the Historical Society is a research library and not a museum, most people who walk through the door are scholars, genealogists, or family historians. But today, the Society is also reaching out to a larger public. Matt Shoemaker is project director for the Digital Center for Americana, which has digitized parts of its Civil War collections and is now working on digitizing collections of ethnic and immigrant history.
One of the main things we're trying to do is make our collections more accessible online. We're going to have digital signposts, which are select images that have been digitized in certain collections to give researchers a better idea of the kinds of things they'll find in a collection if they come to use it.
Another online project is Philaplace, an interactive website which has started mapping and annotating Philadelphia neighborhoods. The Historical Society of Pennsylvania at 1300 Locust Street in Philadelphia is open to the public at various times, Tuesdays through Fridays. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. In 1824, a group of seven men met at Thomas Wharton's house on 6th Street in Philadelphia and decided it was time for the birthplace of America to have a place to store historical documents. On this week's News and Views, we look at the Historical Society of Pennsylvania. Director of Programs and Communications, Laurie Ciello, says over the first 60 years, as the collection grew, the Historical Society tried different locations, eventually purchasing in 1883 the former home of General Robert Patterson. The mansion, then 50 years old, had gardens, a greenhouse, and a history of entertaining.
Charles Dickens had been here, Ulysses S. Grant had been here. So it was a very well-known mansion. Everyone in the city knew about it. The Historical Society moved in, stored its collection here, opened as a library, and although the mansion was very beautiful, it wasn't big enough and it wasn't fireproof.
And so changes were made. Wings were added, including a large assembly hall to the west. And in the early 1900s, when these weren't enough, the Historical Society renovated the entire inside. The new building, much as it looks today, opened in 1910. With its soaring ceilings, decorative molding, original mantelpieces, and paintings on the walls, the ground floor has retained the traditional elegance of a mansion. Less obvious are certain features designed to protect against things like fire.
Here are one of the chairs from the original building, so if you can hear, it's not wood. The bookcases in the assembly hall, they are all made of metal. What looks like wooden crown molding, none of it is wood. Everything is painted metal.
And in a feature right out of a James Bond movie, sliding doors.
We have these that separate the different rooms in the Historical Society and the vaults. And if the temperature gets up to a certain level, a metal plug melts at the top of the door and it drops and these doors will automatically close. It was very state of the art at the time.
On the next News and Views, taking history into the future. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. The stuff of ordinary lives that changed history has been collecting in what has been called Philadelphia's attic since 1824. On this week's News and Views, we look at how the Historical Society of Pennsylvania has preserved history and is taking it into the future. In a locked drawer of a secure vault in a large red brick building on a small corner in Philadelphia, rests a diary. It once belonged to Tobias Lear, George Washington's personal secretary, who kept copious notes about, among other things, the details of the last moments of the president's life. Though its binding is worn and its browning pages thin, Historical Society of Pennsylvania president and CEO Kim Sayette can make out the handwritten scrawl.
I feel myself going. Thank you for your attentions, but I pray you to take no more trouble about me. Let me go off quietly. I cannot last long.
Near the diary lives another journal, this more of a business record.
Arrived John Cannon, old name was London David, 21 years of age, black, tall, rather of a round built.
The journal belonged to 19th century African American William Still, a conductor in the Underground Railroad. This is his detailed record of the people who escaped to freedom through Philadelphia between 1852 and 1857. The vault also contains a first draft of the U.S. Constitution by James Wilson, who would become a justice on America's first Supreme Court, as well as two chalk drawings of William and Hannah Penn, rare glimpses of the images of these Quakers who publicly shied away from portraits. But these are just a fraction of what this building houses, says David Hilgard, director of research services.
In terms of research, these are the most valuable. So we have many, many rooms where we have restricted materials.
On the next News and Views, how the Historical Society became history's home. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.